The decision to enact a non-smoking ordinance came about as a result of ongoing discussions centered around many health risks of tobacco smoke for non-smokers. The ordinance cited studies linking health concerns to secondhand smoke and from a majority of the city's visitors favoring smoke-free hotels and restaurants.
This was a broad community conversation that we had last October. The board did approve an ordinance restricting smoking in indoor spaces, in closed public spaces, and that ordinance is now in effect as of July 1st, 2015.
Garrett Anderson is Branson's Director of Economic Development. He explained that e-cigarettes are also regulated the same as regular cigarettes. Business owners will be responsible for upholding the new ordinance. The maximum fine for violation will be $25. Anderson says many businesses were already ahead of the curve and had become smoke-free before the ordinance was enacted. Franco Gonzalez is a kitchen manager at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon just south of the 76th Strip. He says the restaurant went to non-smoking 5 years ago and that it was a fairly smooth transition.
It didn't really affect us at all to where we've seen a dramatic drop in sales or guest counts. If anything, it kind of helped us grow with our guest sales.
But several restaurants did make the change today with the start of the new ordinance going into effect. Jimmy Gallagher is an assistant general manager with Waxy O'Shea's on the Branson Landing. He says a majority of the tourist traffic was often surprised smoking was still allowed here, as many towns and cities across the country had similar ordinances already imposed.
We don't think it's really going to affect us that much. I mean, honestly, from my perspective, I feel like there was more people that came in and turned around and left because we did allow smoking inside versus people that turned around and left and because we didn't.
Anderson explains that smoking regulations only apply to public enclosed spaces and that smoking remains unregulated in private residences. Smoking is not allowed in city parks except where designated. Hotels and motels are able to designate up to 20% of their rooms for smoking rooms. However, Anderson says that most hotels have already chosen to go smoke-free of their own choosing. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.